because Mike puts out his quarterback tears on The Athletic. Mike Sando, senior NFL writer for The Athletic, joining us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mike, you've made everybody mad again. Congratulations.
Oh, it's so much fun. This is my favorite project of the year. And I can kind of sneak away, you know, as it explodes, because it's not my list, right? I'm just pulling the people in the league. It's, it's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
So, you know, uh-huh.
Is there any chance that we could take all four of the Browns quarterbacks, take their tiers, add them together,
and move to the second tier?
And then be the number one, you know, have the number one quarterback.
Yeah. Unlikely.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, you guys are in, you're not alone, okay? So if you look at the quarterback tiers, where, just to get everybody up to speed, I will talk to 50 coaches and evaluators in the league, and we'll go through all the veteran quarterbacks, and we'll put them in, you know, tier one, the best, two, three, four, five, all the way down. And if you look at I always feel like the top two tiers, you feel like you could go to the Super Bowl with your guy without having, like, the Ravens 2000 defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the top of tier three, and Deshaun Watson's in there. You've got, this is tier three, where you can win with the guy if things are really right around him, but in theory, he's not a huge difference maker. You've got Tua Tagovailoa, $53 million. Trevor Lawrence, $55 million a year. Kyler Murray, whatever his was near or at the top of the market when he did it. And Deshaun Watson, who's still going to get $130 million more, I believe. So that's amazing to have four guys with that kind of financial pedigree. And some of them have played well in the past at times. I guess they all have. And they've all played bad at times. And their teams are all counting on them. But the league is basically saying, you know, maybe just kind of not a huge needle mover.
What does it say that guys in the middle of the pack when it comes to quarterbacks are making top dollar?
Definitely scarcity at the position. I think some of these teams, it's almost like self-affirming, hey, we've got our guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you look, when I look at the Dolphins in particular, I mean, I would think they know what they have, but they're selling the idea to Tua himself that he's the guy, right? So
yes.
What are you going to do? Have a big holdout and not pay him and play hardball? I feel like there's a little bit of that going on. Hey, just pay. He's our guy. Let's pay him. It would be a hassle to go find somebody else, and it buys some peace and everybody's happy, and let's go have the best version of these guys we can have.
Your talk with execs and folks around the league about these quarterbacks led to Deshaun Watson falling for the fourth consecutive year in the tiers. What kind of response did you get about Deshaun?
Yeah, I think increasing worry about if he's going to get it back again. I think initially it was understandable that, you know, after missing so much time, whatever you thought of him, you know, and all the stuff that was going on, okay, it's going to take some time. But he just hasn't played enough and hasn't been available enough to play whatever, a dozen games, you know. And so it's been so long now since he's played consistently good ball that you now think it's less likely, you know, less than 50% chance, I guess, that he's going to recapture that again. And now you're just kind of hoping that he'll be viable play.
Do you think you wanted to poke the bear with Browns fans by putting Baker Mayfield and Deshaun so close together on the list?
Oh, that's so great. I hadn't thought of that. So, you know, Baker is a tick below Deshaun. That's outstanding. I should have noticed that right away. What if Baker was a tick higher? Well, maybe check back next year.
Do you know how many clicks? You could have had another 50,000 clicks. All you do is
from
switch
the state
around.
Of Ohio, yes. Alone, Mike.
Well, yeah. So look at the vote. I'm looking at the vote distribution here. It really is just a couple of votes. I mean, they're super. In fact, if you rounded their tier, it's a 2.78 average for Watson and 2.82 for Mayfield. They're both basically 2.8 if you round it, you know. Yeah. I mean, really, realistically, right now, with their contracts and everything you know about them, who would you rather have be their starter going into week one?
Right now?
Do we want to aggravate 90% of our base? Or?
It's a long pause. You didn't say, oh, Watson.
It makes you wonder what would have happened if Baker would have stayed. That's all.
It
does. I mean, look, I think he's poised to have a good year this year. He's in a spot
but
where he
maybe is having that Yeah, he may have gotten the reset he needed. Sometimes True. These marriages are just over in where they're at.
Right.
And even we see, the greatest of all time, Brady, needed to go somewhere else, or Andy Reid in Philadelphia was a great coach. But they, it was time. And so I'm not comparing Baker Mayfield to Tom Brady, and yeah, I guess I am. But you know what I mean? Sometimes a relationship runs its course, and he wouldn't be doing what he's doing now if he was still in Cleveland, maybe, right? There was too much stuff going on. But if we set that stuff aside and just said, hey, right now both of these guys are available. They're the only two quarterbacks that can be signed, and you have to sign them to a $35 million a year deal for the next 3 years, you could really make a case that I might do Mayfield.
Mike Sando joining us from The Athletic. His quarterback tiers are out. They're interesting. Deshaun Watson is ranked number 18. He's in tier number 3. With that thought in mind, we've kicked this around. If the Browns don't see it from Deshaun this year in year 3 of the 5-year contract, Mike, are they going Denver and Russell Wilson at the end of this year? Do they have to see something, or do they have a big decision to make?
I think it really depends. You'll know how untenable it is. Like, sometimes if it gets so bad that it's a distraction or you just can't do it anymore, right, there becomes a tipping point. I don't think we can say right now for sure just what exactly would have to happen, right? If he plays 5 games and gets hurt, that could be different than if he plays 10 games and is absolutely horrific, right, as a player, and says the wrong thing after the game and the town kind of turns. That could make it, as an organization, then things become untenable in different ways to different degrees. I don't think it's an automatic that he has to play great to stay, but you could certainly see a scenario whereby it got, bad enough, just kind of like it did with Baker a little bit, right? To where it's just time to move on and turn the page. That could happen.
Mike, what does it say about the AFC North that, even Russell Wilson's tier 3 at 22, and then you've got 2 of the top 4 in the AFC North. What does that say about the AFC North and how competitive it is?
Well, all of these teams, even the Browns, Steelers, these are, they're all good teams. I feel like your ceiling is really what's impacted by what's at that position. And so for the Steelers, they may have a really high floor because Tomlin, just wakes up and wins 9 games. But you can't envision a scenario whereby with Russell Wilson, they did more than almost luckily win a wild card game, right? You're not going to see them making a deep march. I think with Cleveland, you could say, okay, it may be feel less likely they would make a deep march now because we haven't seen Watson play good, but we haven't just closed that whole chapter. I don't think Watson is quite where Wilson is because Wilson has played a lot at a lower level, whereas Watson just hasn't played. This year will tell us what the ceiling maybe is for Cleveland, but I don't think they feel like it's been determined. This is sort of the last chance to determine the ceiling. And then we know with Burrow, the ceiling can be the Super Bowl because he's got there. And we think with Lamar Jackson, the ceiling is AFC championship type game. I think he still has to prove some things in the postseason and prove an ability to really carry it as a passer when you have to pass. That's been a little bit of a challenge for him and them, just sort of where that what their DNA is on offense hasn't been that. But don't you look at it that way? That's how I see it. Is what is your ceiling? Because the floors for these teams are high with good defenses.
Mike Sando joining us from The Athletic. His quarterback tiers are fascinating. Go take a look. Mike, in all of your research with the folks around the league, did one name of a guy who might be way down in the tiers stand out as somebody that they get the feeling might jump and become a top tier, either a first or second tier guy in the foreseeable future?
I think the biggest boom bust guy is Anthony Richardson. And I would not say that voters are lining up and betting their money that he's going to be great, but you can see he has incredible athletic traits, and people like Shane Steichen as a schemer. You can kind of see when he left the Eagles, it wasn't quite as good for Jalen Hurts, and you could see when he puts together game plans for the Colts that it looks pretty good from that standpoint. So he could really do it. It's just there's still a healthy amount of skepticism over his ability to stay healthy and those sorts of things. But I don't see anyone else down there where you think the ceiling could be that high. Like, we could see Bryce Young improve, but do you think he's going to rocket up to and be in the MVP race or something like that, or even make a move like a Jordan Love? I don't think people see that.
It's interesting. If Jameis Winston were a starting quarterback, where do you think he might be on your tiers?
Yeah, so Jameis would probably at this point come in, you know, in that between tiers 3 and 4. I mean, he might be like in the Russell Wilson, Daniel Jones range. Yeah, somewhere in there. I don't think he at this point would be like above Geno Smith or Derek Carr or Baker Mayfield. So it'd be somewhere down in that area where they question whether you want him to be your starter for the whole season.
I'll buy that. If he's your backup quarterback, yeah. How do you feel?
Pretty darn good. Like, he's not a bad option if, let's just say, if Watson was injured or couldn't play the whole year. Like, I'm a little bit intrigued. And I think he's the type of guy that the team can rally around a little bit. Now, he's going to make some mistakes and do some, you know, crazy things sometimes. But I think you could have more confidence in him as a backup. Like, if we did backup quarterback tiers, like... If it comes to that, I mean, come on, backup quarterback tiers. That would be very lame. We're like discussing, I kind of have to look up who they are. You know, I'm like, okay, you're asking people around the league, like, I don't know, I've never seen the guy. You know? But Jameis, you know, would be on the short list of the ones if you had to go a whole year with somebody. I mean, you could make a case that I'd rather go a whole year with Jameis than Gardner Minshew.
That's valid. Yeah.
Was there anything that shocked you in this, in your results, in your research?
I was kind of surprised there's only 3 in Tier 1. You know, that's unusual. That's the lowest we've had in almost 10 years, I think, since 2016. So,
and it's Mahomes, Burrow, and Josh Allen.
Yeah, so, you know, and there's I feel like at the top of Tier 2, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Stafford, Rodgers, those are kind of your Tier 1 and a halfers. They get a lot of Tier 1 votes, not quite enough to get into Tier 1, but you could easily make a case for those guys. So it could have been a larger tier there. Initially, I thought it was a little low for Trevor Lawrence to be down in Tier 3, 16th, but then I looked at who's in front of him, and I'm like, I don't know who I would, you know, who am I moving him over? He hasn't done enough. So I think it's pretty good. I think it's a pretty good, you could argue here or there, but I don't think I would make a big change to it.
Mike, we loved talking about it earlier in the week. We loved talking with you today and always. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Mike. Awesome stuff.
Thank you. And I noticed you guys didn't answer the question of whether you'd want to have Baker, you know, under those terms. You guys just went on and...
It's the terms part of it. That's the hard part.
I want to make sure which guy's shoulder is in better shape. You can tell me that.
That's true.
You got it.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Mike Sando joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
What Browns, a great run he gets for writing that.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
The Browns quarterback, Deshaun Watson, 18th. On the quarterback tiers. 18th, folks. How does that sit with you? It's Baskin and Phelps here on the